Hello, and welcome to the Extended Family Podcast, presented by Xavier University's Parent and Family Engagement Team. I'm Abby Hopperton, the Director of Parent and Family Engagement, and I'll be your host. Each episode, we will introduce you to resources around campus, and we'll provide relevant information for you to support your student. All right, welcome back, Xavier family. I'm so excited to be joined today by Glenn Welling and Nathan Ray from our Veteran and Military Family Center. Welcome, Nate, Glenn.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's so good to have you both today. So let's start, Glenn. Why don't you introduce yourself, and then Nate will have you introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
My name's Glenn Welling, and I'm the director of our Veteran and Military Family Center here at Xavier. And in that role, I have the privilege of supporting our amazing team, mm-hmm. as well as our nearly 400 military-affiliated
wow.
students
yeah.
here at Xavier. And by military-affiliated, we mean traditional veterans, as well as National Guard, Reserve, a handful of active duty service members, and the dependents of our military veterans.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Nathan Ray here. I am our director of recruitment. So I work closely with our undergraduate admissions office, but I focus on serving that military-affiliated population that Glenn talked about. Anything from understanding the application process, some of the specific circumstances those students come across. Maybe they've attended multiple high schools throughout their academic journey with the relocation and things that are popular with that part of the population, but also the numerous benefits and programs that they have access to help support them during their time in higher education.
Awesome. Thank you both. So it's not just the two of you. You all have a full team. So Glenn, let's start with you. Can you talk about who's typically in the office on a pretty regular basis?
I certainly can. So here on campus, it's myself, Dr. Rochelle Garner, and she is our success coach dedicated specifically to those military-affiliated students that I talked about.
Yeah.
And then we also have Amber Schutte, and Amber is our associate director and school certifying official. And what
yeah.
that means is she helps folks with all of their VA benefits, questions, and applications, and so on.
Yeah, she's right across from me, and man, is she busy.
She is.
she is a busy lady, so that's great. Okay, Nathan, talk about your team, because your folks are on the road a lot.
That's right. So, again, working kind of the admissions side of things, we have a regionally based team, so we are across the country. Our team spans from Colorado Springs, Colorado, through San Antonio, Texas, and also a position in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. So Rachel Ritter covers all of the West Coast, essentially everything Colorado and West for all of our military-affiliated students. Darby Bennett is in Texas, and she covers a majority of the Southern region. And then Debbie Bell is our North Carolina-based regional who covers up and down the East Coast, primarily focused on kind of the Southeast Coast there. And then I'm kind of everything in between. So we work together to again, just support those students through the admissions process and, again, make that process as seamless as possible as we can for them.
Yeah, that's great. So over the years, even in the seven, almost 8 years I've been here, your center has looked different and it's changed and evolved. Talk about the history of the center, Glenn, and anything else you'd like to share about why it is the way it is now.
Sure. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
The center itself, or a military-affiliated student support presence, has been at Xavier for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was really a significant change and a movement forward in 2015
yeah.
as a result of a significant contribution from GE Aerospace. Mm-hmm. And so that resulted in us moving from what was essentially an off-campus small house
yeah.
To our very prominent position right now in the Connaughton Learning Commons on the fifth floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very centralized location for our students to be able to access. We feel like we have, if not the most, perhaps certainly one of the best spaces and conference rooms that is on campus, and our students have full access to that
mm-hmm.
for quiet study space, and others can use it as well.
Yeah.
So it's a real privilege, and it's a I think a tremendous indication of the support that we have from the president on down.
Yeah.
And all of that really gets to what we're all about, and that's providing unparalleled personalized support to enhance the educational experience of our military-affiliated students here at Xavier,
mm-hmm.
ultimately resulting in their unlimited success in the classroom and beyond.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, your center is
so spectacular. Every time I go in there, I'm like, wow, this is impressive.
Well, and I'll say not just the physical space, but the staffing as well.
Yeah.
So that's grown significantly as we've, you know, identified this population as a group that can really benefit from that additional support. So the regional recruitment team is relatively new. That was an expansion because, again, we just found the sooner we could identify these students, we could really help them unlock the potential programs and things that really, again, hopefully makes their experience that much better.
Yeah.
And to that point, there are 7 full-time staff members.
Wow.
Working to provide information about Xavier and getting our military-affiliated students here and then mm-hmm. supporting them throughout their experience here at the university.
Yeah, yeah. And the center is open to any veteran or military-affiliated family member or their dependents, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no differentiation whatsoever.
I always think
in terms of the access or the programs and services that we offer.
Yeah, and I always think the dependents forget that they're part of that. So I always try to highlight that anytime I come across the dependent.
Yeah, that's one of our big outreach efforts mm-hmm. is helping them understand, one, that they do fall into that category, and then the reason why we want them to identify because of those programs and services that we offer. So
yeah. Well, and they're such an important part of our population. They represent 65%
right.
of our military-affiliated students here, mm-hmm. and we even have a dedicated club. MDX, the Military
yes.
Dependents at Xavier. And yeah. so it offers all kinds of social and, you know, opportunities to engage with one another.
That's awesome. So we've talked a lot about services and programs. Nate, do you want to talk through what those look like for families?
Certainly. So I normally start from the top down. There are large kind of overarching benefits that these families may have access to. The one that a lot of people are familiar with is the post 9/11 GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big reasons we've seen that shift, as Glenn mentioned, to serving more military dependents than service members themselves in the past couple of years is because that benefit has become transferable. Since 2009, service members can actually transfer their GI Bill to their dependents,
wow.
both spouses and children. So through that, we've seen a huge uptick in, again, dependent usage. So that's the big one, and that provides essentially the full cost of tuition. It also pays a housing stipend and a book stipend. So it's super lucrative.
Yeah.
You know, think of it as a full ride if the student has access to the full amount of that benefit.
Wow.
That's just one. There's another benefit that's fairly common that's associated with if the service member has a service-connected disability rating.
Mm-hmm.
That pays a stipend to students for the months that they're enrolled in classes. And then there are just a whole plethora of kind of smaller, more specific programs, and that's where we normally encourage students and families to reach out to us, and we can help kind of tease out what they may be eligible for, all the way down to just applying for their local like veteran service organizations for scholarships and things like that. There's so many things out there that essentially just have to know a little bit about to know that you're eligible and fall into that category, like we said. So that's a little bit of the financial side of things, and
yeah.
what my team talks mostly about to help support those students. But there's a number of services and programs offered once they get here on campus that Glenn can probably talk a little bit more about.
Sure, happy to do that. So the programs and services that we offer really, again, back to our mission of unparalleled success here at Xavier, but we're really preparing our students for success once they graduate. So in terms of career counseling, lunch and learns, making sure, and we use the term, and those who are familiar with the military may have heard this before, intrusive leadership.
Yeah.
We don't wait for our students to have problems before we engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Xavier's philosophy of cura personalis, caring for the whole individual, body,
yeah.
mind, and spirit,
yeah.
We are really engaged with our students from the very beginning. I mentioned Dr. Garner and what she does, but we really have a focus on making sure that our students are able to navigate, particularly during that first and second year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our dependent students, you know, have come with a lot of experience of moving and having been
yeah.
in lots of different environments, and so there's a resiliency that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, anytime you transition, particularly as a brand new freshman away from home, we're there to provide that level of support across academic, personal, emotional and as well as career enhancement sorts of activities.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you kind of mentioned this, Glenn, military families move a lot.
They do.
And our population isn't necessarily from a certain place.
Right.
So can you talk through like what the makeup of your population is and where a lot of their families currently are stationed or maybe?
Well, as I mentioned, 65% are dependents,
yeah.
and they come from all over.
Yeah.
We have dependents here at Xavier whose parents are stationed overseas right now, as well as throughout the continental United States. Some are retired,
mm-hmm.
The parents, that is, and you know they've settled down. But from all over. So one of our focus is really to create this sense of community, as
mm-hmm.
I mentioned before, for our entire population to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a chance to come up to our center, you see it's just very dynamic,
yeah.
and there's so much that's going on. We have an area of our center that's more social in nature, and it's
mm-hmm.
kind of, if you're familiar with the USO, you know, there's snacks and food and refreshments,
yeah.
and a billiards table, but the variety of conversations that take place out there and the level of support that our students are providing, peer support,
mm-hmm.
Is just amazing, and it's really it's heartwarming to experience that.
It's so neat to me because it feels like it's a community within our community, and those
yes.
folks getting, or those students or whoever it might be, getting together regularly is a really nice support group, if
mm-hmm.
nothing else. So that's awesome. So it is April. And April is the month of
the military child.
That's right. I love it. Yes. So we really wanted to celebrate our, you know, military dependents, and that's what this episode is all about. So talk to us. What does your month look like? What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, I'll start. Our month is jam-packed.
Yeah.
We'll be doing something almost every day, and some of it will be, whether we bring donuts in or treats and that type of thing. I mentioned our military dependents at Xavier, our
mm-hmm.
MDX club.
Yeah.
They have a number of social activities that they have planned. I think they've a top golf outing,
top golf.
You know, to go out and drive some golf balls and socialize. We also have a lunch and learn scheduled, and our guest speaker for April is Dr. Cassie Barlow. She's a former wing commander up at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and her daughter is a Xavier alumni. So she's well-versed on, you know, that whole experience. And so she's going to come and talk to our military-dependent children
yeah.
about navigating school, work, and life balance.
Yeah.
So that should be a really, I think, interesting and beneficial experience for them. But we're really just every day going to be making the purposeful effort to thank our dependents. Because the adage, you know, families serve too. And I know
Absolutely.
From my own experience,
mm-hmm.
when I was on active duty, you know, it was my opinion that it was more difficult for my family. Because every day I knew what circumstances I was facing where the family doesn't necessarily know that.
Yeah.
So it is absolutely true that the families serve.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And I was going to say, we're doing a little bit on our side. We do a lot of outreach, again, just in recognition of this population.
Mm-hmm.
We're hosting a high school counselor informational series. So we just communicate out to our wide network of counselors that we work with
mm-hmm.
about, you know, why it's important to recognize this piece of the population, again, some of the programs and benefits that these students have access to, of course, but and then really just getting into, you know, how to recognize them and understanding some of those things that Glenn mentioned. Depending on where these families may be stationed, if they're near a large military installation, there may be some support there in the school for that experience through maybe the military family life counselor or something like that. But if they're in a more kind of isolated situation where there's not a ton of military presence in the area, some of the counselors aren't super versed in how to recognize those students, again, why it's important to recognize them. So just,
mm-hmm.
you know, providing that service to the community is the way we try to give back and just promote that, again, that experience that those students go through and talk through that a little bit. So
that's awesome. One of the things I don't think we've talked about yet is that your center has won some awards. Is that right? You've been recognized for some different things?
We have.
Glenn, you want to talk about what those are?
Happy to do that. Thank you. So for 22 and 23, as well as 23 and 24, we were recognized by Military Friendly as a top 10 gold institution.
Wow.
U.S. News and World Report ranked Xavier as number 2 in the nation for veterans in terms of private PhD granting institutions.
Wow.
So those are just a couple examples of and of the recognition that we've received. And I want to say that those are university-wide acknowledgments. We would not have that level of recognition if it weren't for the tremendous amount of support that we get, as I said, from the president all the way through and across the entire university.
Yeah, and the support of GE as well.
Oh my goodness, and that's one thing that we're required to fundraise for our operational expenses. Again,
right.
Tremendous support from the university in terms of facilities and staff. But yes, the support that we get from GE Aerospace and numerous other corporate and individual donors.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, we, for the second year in a row, won our category, our center's category for March Gladness this year.
Nice. So
a plug and thank you to to all of the donors who contributed to that.
And
all of that money goes directly to supporting those nearly 400 students.
Wow, that's awesome.
In regard to that support, another distinction is one that was new 2 years ago. We are identified as a Purple Star College campus.
Wow.
That's a program that's run through the state's Department of Education here in Ohio. And that just essentially really reinforces what Glenn was talking about, that institutional support. There are several requirements, policies we have in place specifically in support of that military affiliated population. So that's just another, not to tag on too much, but all of our great recognition we're really proud of.
Wow. That's awesome. So what else can we tell families? What else do you think would be helpful for those, you know, incoming families potentially and current families?
Use us.
Okay.
Take advantage of the programs and services and the space that we offer. So I would say encourage your family members to come up and be part of the community that we're building, and I guarantee you they will. They'll have a wonderful time. They'll make and meet new friends, and it's just a real, in our view, one of the things that separates their experience here at Xavier from really anywhere else they could go.
And on the admission side of things, again, just knowing that your experience as a military-affiliated student, whether your family is currently serving or if they have served, is a unique identifier, a unique situation. So I always tell students to definitely call that out in the application.
Mm-hmm.
Schools are very interested in bringing unique experiences to their campus. That's one of the reasons we love having the military-affiliated students here at Xavier. Just understanding that that is really unique. We love having that. So the more you can kind of bring that forward in your application, and then of course just identifying as such so you can make use of all the resources that are available. So that's the biggest thing. A lot of military families are like, oh, it's just my situation, no big deal. But it is a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's very worth noting. So call that out and identify as such.
Okay. So if we have a family listening who feels like they haven't taken advantage of your services or your offerings, what's the best way for them to get in touch? Do they just show up? What's that connection look like for families?
Well, we welcome the spontaneous show up. Someone's
that.
There all the time, that's for sure. So there's a couple of different methods that we can use. First of all, our website is xavier.edu/veterans, and there's lots and lots of information there, including contact information. We also have a social media presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So just look at Xavier, the Veteran and Military Family Center there. I think those are probably the best ways to make that initial contact. But again, I can't emphasize enough, stop up. And feel free to come in and introduce yourselves and engage with us.
Yeah, especially those dependents. I feel like,
absolutely.
Like I said, they're pretty hesitant to come up.
But that is changing. We've seen, and great. That's absolutely right, Abby. That used to be the case, but because of, I think part of it is that presence of that military dependency at Xavier Club, mm-hmm. but there's just been so much more community that's been developed around that. On any given day, we'll have as many, if not more, dependents in our center than we'll have traditional veterans. But the interaction between them, too, is just fantastic. There's a lot of mentoring and just sharing of experiences and study help and all of those things that go on. So we're really happy with that, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
I think in large part due to our efforts to recognize them.
Yeah.
You know, they recognize, this is something that's special about me, and I have access to these, so I'm going to make use of it. So mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah, I do think your team, Nathan, helps in the beginning to recognize, you know, the services, because for a while I feel like we had the services, but we didn't promote them as heavily maybe. So
in regard to getting in contact with us, if you're not fortunate enough to be kind of in the immediate area here and can't stop up at the center, again, that team that's across the country, just because they're based in those couple of locations that I mentioned, they travel pretty heavily in to military dense population. So anywhere there's like a large military presence, we definitely make an effort to get there to promote Xavier, but also just be there to provide that support information and everything that we can. So definitely keep an eye out for them on the road as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, you mentioned the student group or the dependents group
several
times. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, do you know when those meetings are, if a family's listening and their student wants to join?
So Anissa Conway is the president of that group. I'm embarrassed to say I don't know
when those
meetings are. And some of that is somewhat spontaneous.
Okay.
And I know they hold individual meetings, but they also connect and have joint meetings with Student Veterans of Xavier, which is our chapter of Student Veterans of America, SVA.
Okay.
But I know that they meet on a monthly basis. And sometimes more frequently than that, particularly when they're planning social events here on campus.
I assume all that's probably on EngageXU, though, for students and
veterans.
It is,
certainly, absolutely, particularly for MDX.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Awesome. All right. Anything else you think we should mention? Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, Abby, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to be able to communicate with our military families. Mm-hmm. It's such a privilege to be able to be here and to serve them. I just go back to our literal open door policy.
Yes.
When the center is staffed, the door is wide open.
literally
and figuratively.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
I love that. Well,
so thanks for this opportunity.
Your population is special to me. My grandpa served in World War II, and I appreciate everybody who has ever served and will serve and is currently serving. So thank you to everybody listening who is in those situations. Thank you to both of you who are both veterans, correct?
That's right.
Yes. So it's special for both of you too, I can only imagine. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you both so much. This has been fun. Hopefully we can do it again.
So. Look forward to it.
Okay. And again, April is the month of the military child. Look out for things, especially current families, that your students can engage with and get involved in. We'll share more in the newsletter and make sure everything that we can share is in there. So, okay. Thank you both again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions or requests for future episodes, you can send them to families@xavier.edu. Until next time, I'm Abby Hopperton, and this has been the Extended Family Podcast.